E-brake a good firm yank.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Number one, they didn't get down there again until the game was completely out of doubt.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
And number two,
by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
You know, that was just it.
You forgot number two, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. What did I say?
Gordon wants me to mention something about him right now. Why don't you get on the mic and just tell everybody yourself? Your gayness.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Craig Miller, were you in the studio when this happened?
I was.
Oh, my God.
Did Gordon say something in the background while Barb was trying to do her traffic?
He did.
And what was that?
He told her to acknowledge and mention his gayness.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little
so
Ticket.
So unfair. I've never said anything like that to a traffic person.
That's still going on day.
He says something shocking right before Alexa starts doing her traffic. Leave her alone.
He was crafting his coming out of the closet speech last hour. And he was bouncing it off Alexa.
That is so false.
Feel sorry for Alexis. Just Breaks brings you the e-break. We'll give you the candidates. You get the vote on them at 214-787-1310. Our first candidate comes to us from the Dunham and Miller Morning Show. One George Dunham.
Dunham.
Who earlier this week took a liking to the character known as Tim Kendleton Hammermeyer from the Super Bowl Party Association or something like that.
Something like that.
By the way, our friends at the taco joint, on their sign out front, it says, Tim Kendleton Hammermeyer says eat here.
Yeah, and then it says, yes, that Tim Kendleton Hammermeyer.
Those people are awesome.
They are.
Well, this was a funny character. It was a new character, funny voice, and he said the phrase that I'd never heard before, moose knockers. And I thought it was funny at the time. Unfortunately, I thought it was funny 2 minutes later when we were trying to tell the good P1s about the great deals they can get at AT&T.
What they don't tell you is that AT&T is still the fastest.
So when it comes to getting GPS directions, downloading music.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm sorry. Surfing the web, watching videos, they all work better on the nation's fastest phone.
They do all work better on the nation's fastest mobile broadband network. If you want the nation's fastest network, you want AT&T.
Gosh, you're still going in the background.
Still going on, and I turned off my mic, but Gordo turned on his and was sliding it over towards me.
We had to cover your laughter live.
Just more laughter. Man, it just cracked me up. And
the phrase, moose knockers.
Why did that get you so much?
The way he said it,
animals were involved.
He was referencing. It was just, the voice. It just all hit me as really, really funny.
Poor Tammy Dombeck has to endure your derisive laughter.
You're lying.
What? I've never done a line in the past 24 hours.
That's just one of those moments where you get the laughs and you can't stop and you tell yourself to be serious and then you picture your general manager, Dan Bennett, listening and that makes you laugh harder. Yeah, it's just a mess, but that was funny. All right, moment number two. Junior, you mentioned this from the AFC Championship game. I guess we'll put this on CBS television / the folks at Heinz Field. You need to have coordination between the network and the people who run the stadium operations for public address when you're going to throw it to the national anthem, and it's not that hard. In fact, the years that I did PA at Texas Stadium, working with the great Bill Lively Jr. and Eddie Giuseppe and Jeremy Armstrong, we never had a problem with this.
Mm-hmm.
The timing was always right on, but their timing never hit in Pittsburgh. In fact, Jim Nance had to start arguing, basically, and trying to introduce Martina McBride for the national anthem. This is actually network television, and listen to how Nance starts swerving at the beginning. You can tell they're talking in his ear when he's trying to tell you about the weather, and then the train wreck happens.
Well, the weather, Phil, it is 15 with a wind chill of 5 and light breezes, just what you would expect this time of year in Pittsburgh. To honor America with the singing of our national anthem, please stand and welcome award-winning Big Machine Republic recording artist Martina McBride. Ladies and gentlemen.
And now, to honor America, the singing of our national anthem.
For the national anthem.
Big Machine Republic recording artist, Martina McBride.
Gosh.
So Nance thought he was on PA and he never was.
Never was over the PA. And then found himself talking over the PA guy. Man, what a mess that was. And you can tell that, just play the first 5 seconds or so, you can tell they're saying, okay, we're almost ready for the anthem. It starts crossing him up doing the weather.
And he addresses Phil, and Phil never chimes in.
Well, the weather, Phil. It is 15.
Oh, that's funny and awkward. Speaking of funny and awkward, this happened yesterday. Michael Krennic in doing ticket tickers. And this may be the worst ticket ticker tease ever outside of White Elephant Day.
Every day.
I'm Michael Krennic. What concerns Dirk about the Mavs tomorrow?
Everybody
tomorrow.
What a panic. He never got his footing.
What concerns Dirk about the Mavs tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Not today. Just tomorrow. Let's hear that one more time.
Every day.
I'm Michael Krennic. What concerns Dirk about the Mavs tomorrow?
Everybody wants their...
What an awesome tease.
Because he thought about just ending with I'm Michael Krennic because he ran out of music. What? Which would have been a horrible tease, too.
And he starts laughing. One more time. It's too good.
Every day.
I'm Michael Krennic. What concerns Dirk about the Mavs tomorrow?
Everybody.
Oh!
We never got a next or anything or coming up on the ticker.
You don't know when it's going to happen. All right, so those are your three candidates. Giorgio, CBS / Heinz Field, or Michael Krennic. 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Please vote wisely.
Hey, boys. It's Nolan Ryan. I'd like to place my vote.
All right.
The Snow Monkeys. We're going to go ahead and vote for John Cruz today.
Okay.
What the hell?
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
I'd like to vote for that piece of chewed bubble gum rolled in hair inside my grinder's pants.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, America's favorite radio station.
I'd like to cast a vote for the Marconi Award-winning Moose Knuckle Crotch of Jub.
Okay. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, this is Sweet Gregor. I got one pick my vote.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to take John Cruz. Thank you.
All right, already. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
Shout out to Gay T, the water boy, and Michael Krennic wins.
Okay. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Georgia's Bloody Moose Knockers.
You don't have to put the word bloody in there, sir. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
You mind on your radio?
Hey, Natalie,
hey, man,
how are
what's
you?
Up?
I just called up here from Denver, Colorado. I want to vote for you, Jeff Jab. Love you.
Thank you. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Oh, it's got to go to Jub and his flare stack bottom.
You say Jub?
Yeah.
Or, nope. It's not like he's a Jerub.
Nope.
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
George Butt.
That's not a vote for me. It's
three votes for your butt.
Well, if that's a vote for me, I win. So, but he voted just for my butt. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's an undervote since we get that every week.
Yeah.
I don't know. Your butt's a big enough part of you, isn't it?
Hey.
God. Hey, dude, I thought we were friends.
Wow.
We're allies in this struggle we go through every day.
I couldn't resist. Sorry. It was too easy.
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Georgia's Moose Knockers.
Hey. Okay, now that will count as a win. All right, despite Michael Krennic's worst ticket tease ever, apparently I've won yet another emergency break of the week for laughing 2 minutes later at the phrase Moose Knockers.
What they don't tell you is that AT&T is still the fastest.
So when it comes to getting GPS directions, downloading music.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm sorry. Surfing the web, watching videos, they all work better on the nation's fastest.
They do all work better on the nation's fastest mobile broadband network. If you want the nation's fastest network, you want AT&T. And get ready for the big game and get free phones.
I love how I ask you if you're all right, and you say yes, and then you lose it 1 second later.
I thought it was, just for a second or two. All right, how many wins? I hadn't won in a while.
Well, 51st win for a man named Ja, all-time leader.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right.